Thank you very much.
Christian, we can take one more question, please, if there's someone on the line.
Aaron Zittner, please go ahead with your follow-up question.
Yeah, first, a clarification. When you say a VMS is stabilized, is that sales of VAX hardware and associated VMS software?
No, it's not. It's sales of VMS and related VMS platform hardware. So the VAX revenue continues to decline, although at a significantly reduced rate. You know, the last few quarters, we'd really had a relatively precipitous decline there in the VAX. In the summer, we introduced four new models with 50 to 60% increased performance at no increase in cost. And as near as I can tell, you know, something certainly made a difference. The decline in VAX dropped off rather sharply. With respect to VMS, that would include VMS on both VAX and Alpha platforms. Someone is buying the VMS operating system, some buy it on an Alpha platform, some on a VAX platform, and it had been declining as well. Now it's not, and that was encouraging.
Can you be any more specific about how VAX is doing?
VAX is still declining, but not at the rate that was previously for the, I guess, last two or three quarters. It was really dropping almost 50% per quarter, you know, in terms of VAX hardware. And that's declined to a rate of decline on the order of, say, 35% or so. And so that's a significant decrease in the rate of decline. It's still a very significant part of our business, but it's becoming less and less critical each quarter as Alpha continues to gain momentum.
And coming back to currency, the effect of currency rates, were they a significant factor here? Could you say anything more about whether currency was is worth noting?
Currency for the quarter was favorable. It showed a relatively modest improvement over quarter one.
You know, with currency, the issue is that we do business, as you know, in about 100 countries. Roughly two-thirds of the company's revenues are outside the United States, and there are always fluctuations in currency in the nature of the currency markets. These impact typically your revenue in one direction and your cost in the opposite direction, and you have to deal with it every quarter. There's nothing particularly unusual about this quarter relative to other quarters.
Thanks.
That'll be the end of today's teleconference. I'd like to thank you all for joining us. If you have additional questions on the results, you can speak to Dan Cafferly. He'll be available this afternoon at 508-493-2195. If you have questions about local populations, you can call me at 508-493-6369. Christian, you can end the conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. You may all disconnect, and thank you for participating.